A priest, a friend of mine, shared this story with me. One day he went to the hospital to visit somebody who was sick. And he said when he entered the room, he recognized that something was immediately out of place. Amidst the IVs and the medicines and the drips and the bland hospital food, there was a piece of pink construction paper. And on that pink construction paper was the outline of what looked like a child's hand. And so my friend said to the patient, "Is this from somebody special?" And he said the lady got tears in her eyes and said, "Yeah, that's from my daughter. Once a month, I have to come down to the medical center for a whole week, and I have to stay here for treatment on my illness. And my daughter, the last time I came, gave me this piece of paper with her hand on it. And she said to me, 'Mommy, I'm going to miss you when you're gone. But I want you to know that if you get scared, if you get afraid, all you have to do is reach out and hold my hand, and I'll be there for you.'" My friends, today our Lord Jesus says to us, when we get scared, when we get afraid, when we feel like life is too tough or too difficult, he says, "All you got to do is put out your hand and I'll be right there." My friends, the gift of the Eucharist is the gift of Jesus himself. It's more comforting than a piece of construction paper with the outline of a hand. Because our belief as Catholics is that the Eucharist is truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord. And our Lord Jesus tells us in the Gospel today that unless we eat his flesh, unless we drink his blood, we will not have life within us. My friends, as Catholics, we have the beautiful gift of receiving our Lord Jesus himself. Every week when we gather, the priest says the words that Jesus said on the night before he died. He says, "Take this, all of you, and eat it. Take this, all of you, and drink it. For this is my body, this is my blood, which has been given for you." We have that comfort every time we come to Eucharist, so that we bring our sadness and our sorrow and our pain and our hurting, and we come to the Lord and we say, "Lord, we can't go on." And we put out our hands, and he puts himself in our hands as our strength for the journey. The Eucharist is that sacred treasure that the Lord gives us for our sustenance, for our continued perseverance in life. And we get to gather as Catholics to receive him, body, blood, soul, and divinity, every time we come to the sacred mysteries. It kind of blows me away sometimes when I read the statistics of the number of Catholics who don't believe in the real presence. The number of Catholics who say, "Look, I don't know if I believe that that really, truly is Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity under the appearance of bread and wine." But my friends, we as Catholics believe that. We believe that when the priest says the words, the Holy Spirit changes that bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. And how do we know that? We know it because when God speaks, nature obeys. Right at the beginning of creation, when God said, "Let there be light," light didn't say, "You know what? I don't feel like shining, so I'm not going to listen." No, light shined because God said, "Let there be light." And when God said, "Let there be birds in the air and trees on the land and fish in the sea," nature didn't say, "You know what? I don't feel like it." No, nature obeyed because God spoke. And Jesus showed that he had power over nature. When he got up on the sea, when the sea was going crazy, and the disciples are like, "Jesus, help save us." Jesus wakes up and he says to the sea, "Be calm." And the sea didn't say to Jesus, "You know what, Jesus? I'm too busy right now making a big mess of big waves." The sea obeyed because Jesus spoke. In a similar way, when we celebrate the Eucharist and the priest says the words that Jesus said, the bread and wine doesn't say, "You know what, I don't feel like becoming Jesus. I'm going to stay bread and wine." No, nature obeys because Jesus spoke and said, "Take this and eat it. This is my body." The bread obeys and it becomes Jesus' body, blood, soul, and divinity, which is a gift for us. So we have a hard time understanding the real presence. If we have a tough time understanding the nature of the Eucharist, we ask the Lord to help us to understand that. This is him. He gives himself to us so that we can have strength, so that we can have comfort, so that we can have courage. I also think it's a good idea on the feast of the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord, on the solemnity of the Corpus Christi Sunday, that we're reminded of how holy and special the occasion is of receiving communion. St. Cyril of Jerusalem said, "If you were to go up and receive a gift of gold, coins, or diamonds, wouldn't you make sure that you would make sure that nothing is spilled?" And then he says, "How much more so is that then that we should treat the Eucharist with reverence and respect. How much more valuable is the Eucharist, Jesus himself, than diamonds or gold? So he reminds us that when we receive communion, we are to make a throne out of our hands, because the King of the universe comes and dwells right here for us in the Eucharist. When we come up to receive communion, let us have reverence in the way that we receive. Whether we receive on our hands or whether we receive on our tongue, we need to remember that it is Jesus himself that makes himself a gift for us. And we need to receive that gift with reverence and respect, because he is the King of the universe. It's also a reminder that when we are scared, when we are afraid, when we feel like life can't go on, Jesus says to us, "Put out your hand. I'll be right here. Hold on. And I'm here for you." My name is Father TJ. As announced at the beginning of Mass, I work for the diocese. I'm filling in this week because Father Fox is away. But I'm also here because what I do for the diocese is vitally, vitally important. I am the vocation director, which means that I get to go out and I get to try to recruit priests. And I'm here because we know that we love the Eucharist. And essential to receiving the Eucharist is the gift of the priest, who is that vessel, who is that minister to us, who brings us the sacraments. And so I'm here in part to ask for your help. I would ask you to please join me in praying for more vocations to the priesthood and to the religious life. Our church needs more men to be priests. Our church needs more women to be nuns. And so I'd ask for your prayers, your encouragement, and your support. I would also ask that if you know any young people in your own families or maybe here in this parish that you think would be good priests or nuns, I'd invite you to plant that seed in their heart. One of the main reasons I think I'm a priest today is because growing up in my parish, parishioners would see me serving as an altar server, they would see me singing in the choir or proclaiming the word as a lector, and they would say to me, "Hey TJ, have you ever thought about being a priest?" And all of those parishioners that asked me helped plant seeds in my heart and in my soul. And over time, as I continue to pray and continue to worship and praise the Lord, I felt like maybe that is what God's asking me to do. And so I'd ask you that if you see any young people, and like I said, in your own families or here in the parish, that you think would be good priests or nuns, I invite you, please plant that seed in their heart to let them think and let them understand that this is a great way to live life. I've been a priest a little over 8 years, and it's awesome. I can't think of anything I could do with my life that would be more fun, more fulfilling, more joyful than being a priest of Jesus Christ. And so I'd ask you, please, in continuing to pray for more vocations of the priests and religious life, to pray that many men and women will hear the voice of the Lord, to lay down their lives and follow the Lord. We ask the Lord continue to bless us, bless our church with more priests and nuns, and also to bless us in our understanding of the gift of the Eucharist. A reminder that when life gets tough, when life gets difficult, our Lord is there for us. Let us not be afraid to reach out our hands and say, "Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I love you." And the King of the universe humbled himself to put himself in our hands for our strength, for our salvation, for love, for us and all humanity.